Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Well, hello. Aloha. It's Dave Behar. A happy, silent, fresh, positive day in the neighborhood to you, wherever you may be. It's good to be with you today, no matter what device you are listening in on, screen you're watching, office, home, out and about. Today's Dave Behar Show is broadcast live worldwide on ION, the network of champions, with channels in 25,000 cities in North America and on HealthyLife.net, of course. Brought to you by the National Pizza League, the Student Entrepreneur Academy, and Give Front, because giving back may be too late. And, you know, it's time to give front. And so the Dave Behar Show is in another fresh show. It's on demand, downloadable, embeddable, are all original positive news features and talk programs, and are available on almost all devices on 65 distribution, syndicated distribution channels, from cars, laptops, over the tops, desktops, hand tops. Well, you know where we're going with that. Even smartwatches, of course, which means hands, arms, legs, heads, office, kitchen, bedrooms, bathrooms, showers. And, of course, people may be listening to us, and even though it's in the afternoon, in their showers, and I'm showering with you, of course. And so whether you're good looking or not, I guess you can't get rid of me. We're here. But, hey, it's your choice, and I'm happy to be lathering and or laughing it up with you right now as we reach millions of other listeners per month in 130 different countries. So just remember, you know, all my super cool, you know, citizens, entrepreneurs, achieving individuals, you do not need an audience of a billion or even a million to be successful. You just need an audience and market that embraces what it is that you are disrupting, selling, or exiting to. And, of course, it's that simple. And a loving family and or set of friends, coworkers who are on the same page with you. You know, I love repeating this, you know, each show, and just let's share our visions together. And if not, it's a lonelier journey, and we do have choices. And either way, I dig you, and let's share some virtual love today. I do want to mention that we've got a great guest with us today, and her name is Fiona Bryan, and we'll get to her in just a minute. In the world of real estate and finance. And I do want to recognize a couple things as we get started that, you know, as a kind of a brand and business developer with many wins, I'd like to start off the show talking about a different brand. And we talk about, pardon my my little throat going, yeah, I don't even know where, what country it's from, but it's here, and trying to get rid of it. Anyway, meanwhile, let's move on, and we're going to have, of course, Fiona Bryan. She's in studio with us. Really exciting. A lot to say about the world of home ownership, financing home ownership, and where things are in the world we're at. And of course, it's not just about interest rates, but let's talk about the interest in the home scenario, whether it be from a mental standpoint, economic standpoint, and we'll just kind of go from there. So welcome, Fiona.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So, Fiona, first of all, in every community, there's homes. And then, of course, there's condos and other living arrangements and so forth. But you're essentially, you create loans for people. People who need to help finance their future. And while this is, without a question, not a community, this is about the human aspect of what home ownership is about and how to get into, you know, owning a home and some of the challenges in today's, you know, market, but also at the same time, people living in their community for years, valuations up and down. And where are we today when it comes to buying a home or refinancing a home?
Well, where are we or where are people? I think that, you know, it varies because there are so many people in the market. There are people who are looking for their first home. There are people who are looking to right size. We don't say downsize anymore. Right size, we're looking at, you know, people who are looking for affordable housing, and, you know, that's a big buzzword.
Sure.
So
what is affordable housing anyway?
Well, it's a very good question. I think when we use the word affordable, it's what can you afford? And I think that in communities, we unfortunately see people who are working in communities where they cannot necessarily afford the price of the home, or even sometimes the rent of the places where they're working. And so there is this entire, you know, train of thought where we should produce affordable housing. That's not necessarily, you know, what home loans do, but we do work with programs that are geared towards affordable housing. But I mean, that's just a whole other topic.
Sure it is.
But I think, you know, being able to help people see how they can afford a home, whether it's directly where they're working or within, you know, reasonable space around where they're working, is kind of a very big interest for me, because mm-hmm. home is where the heart is.
That's right.
You know, yeah.
That's right. And we, you know, think about, you know, not just homes we've grown up in and homes that we aspire to own, whether it be that manifesting, you know, whether that mental manifesting, you know, here is the type of home and where and so forth. But I mean, are people, you know, again today, what are some of those hurdles? Simply things like the affordability, not just the, you know,
yeah,
the price of the home, but also the ability during a course of the month's income and those things to,
right.
Yeah, because from a mental standpoint, it's like, gosh, you know, am I not complete until I own a home? For that, at least that first time home buyer.
Yeah. Well, and that's sort of, you know, the American dream, and a lot of us have grown up with, you know, that's the goal, is to own your own home. And
right.
The idea is that you have a home, you have a 30-year loan, and at the end you can retire and not have a payment. But things have changed very much in the world of home loans in that sense. But I think that I forgot the question.
No, well, I mean, it just comes down to, you know, that dream. I mean, that is a key word. And I mean,
right.
People have dreams, people have goals, and, you know, it's where do I want to live? And again, this isn't a matter of, a loan is one component of
right.
living, because many people don't need any loans. They're just renting, or they already own, or they were able to buy at a rate in the town they
right.
live in. It's like they don't have to deal with having credit checked or whatever.
Exactly.
Else it is.
And so this, I just, train of thought came back.
Yeah, that's okay.
And so when the big buzzword right now is rates, and everybody says
okay.
rates
Got
are
it.
Too high, rates are whatever. Well, if you look at the historical line of rates, we're, you know, 6-7%.
Yeah.
That's kind of where we have been,
right.
72 years, you
mm-hmm.
know. We just came out of a pretty low interest rate environment, and whether it was, I mean, there was a little bit of help getting there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not necessarily how things always are. So we are in sort of what is normal right now. But rather than focusing on rates, we really have a big issue with inventory in homes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever came out of 2008, a lot of things came out of 2008, but one of the biggest things was that we had a big pullback in creating housing. And so we now have a lot of people that are, you know, competing for the same homes. You've got your first time home buyers who are competing with those right sizing buyers.
Right.
And so that first time home is getting two different audiences looking at it, and it's very competitive. And maybe not every community across the country, but certainly in most cosmopolitan areas, most
yeah. Well, in demand,
cities, the demand is there.
Yeah.
And that pushes prices up, which, you know, we can fall back and say that rates are too high, but the reality is the minute that those rates go down, even more people are competing for those same homes. So I don't think rates are our issue right now.
I'm like curious, you know, so and I'm going to put on my athlete hat right now, you know, and even being in the world of sports, and, you know, it is competitive. I mean, it's like, okay, I just want to have a home. And it's this isn't about this thing called an object or, you know, the roof over your head.
It's about emotion.
There is total emotion. Mm-hmm. And it's like when you're talking about competing, and it's like, is that even an area I want to compete in? And think about, gosh, I have to, like, bid, because there's a thing about bidding up rather than being, like, bidding down for a home that's in demand. Then how worth it is it really? Because at this point, it's like, well, maybe I just go play on another team, you know, and win there and not worry about competing for this roof over your head type of thing. So I'm just kind of curious, like, what is even the mental state of a, let's just say a home buyer, a new home buyer is what, you know, you would call it, right? And so do they now have to have competitive training?
Strategy. I mean, I think strategy, and I think that's where the value in what I do and what a lot of my realtor partners do is we help these people create strategy. And some of that is, you know, when we make our offers, what are they going to look like?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's always been this way, but when an offer goes out, I'm part of that creation of the offer with mm-hmm. the realtor and the borrower. I'm picking up the phone and calling the listing agent and basically selling my client on why they should be the one to have their offer accepted. And I don't know that it's always been that way.
Right.
You know, you go to the bank, you get a loan, they tell you what your payments are going to be, and that's it, you know. But now it's there's very much a lot of strategy. There's a lot of emotion. There's a lot of people who are very drained. There are a lot of people who have, you know, been in the market, come out of the market. I had a conversation with someone today who they have a fairly significant sum of cash, and they are just like, we can't compete. How are we going to compete? You know, and they are emotionally drained from mm-hmm. it. So it's a little bit frustrating, but I think, you know, I still in my heart believe in homeownership. I still believe that when people have a plan and they know what their sleep at night number is in terms of a monthly payment, then there's a home out there for them. And we see a lot of people do it every day.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I'll go back to almost the sports metaphor, right? And this, and then competition. It's like you have, let's say this person sitting with a bunch of cash, and I'll also make a reference to, let's say, a team owner in the world of professional sports, let alone an entity that is going to spend a lot of money on their star athlete or more fans and so forth. But let's go back to the team element, because it seems like there needs to be a true team element, almost like you're strategizing, as you say, like it's a sport, because it kind of is. You're competing for a location with the inventory. There's only so many star athletes or, for that matter, homes that you're even considering. And, I mean, that is how communities are built, is the inventory of homes in each, you know, in each neighborhood, let alone, you know, more, you know, preferred neighborhoods, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, what does that even look like of assembling a team? Because I look at it from almost like a gamifying standpoint.
Yeah.
But in many ways, it's like, okay, I mean, God, I want to know how to assemble that team. And even to check their integrity, their playbook, their capability of the winning team, getting the win of where I want to be.
Right. I love this conversation, because people, when they think about buying a home, the first thing they do is they go on Zillow or they go on Redfin, and they're searching the internet and they're looking at homes,
yeah.
right? And then, you know, they have an idea in their mind of what they can afford and things like that. But, you know, none of the online calculators are ever correct. But I think the best way, people will always go to the realtor first. I build partnerships with realtors all the time. When the reality is that until you actually know what your finances are, what your sleep at night mortgage payment number is, and you have some sort of understanding of what this process is going to look like, it's going and looking at houses is so secondary. That's the emotional piece of it, right? And so we have to kind of get things in order at home and then put that into the physical, mm-hmm. you know, searching of a house. And so, but oftentimes people will go to the realtor will recommend their lender. And
so is the realtor the quarterback?
Well,
or is it you for that matter? Or are you kind of like, you know, whatever you call it, you're splitting duties?
Yeah. I mean, I think we're equally important, because I, there's this big lawsuit about, you know, not paying buyer's agents in real estate now. And I, as a lender, am here to tell you that your buyer's agent, you want that buyer's agent working for you. You do not want the listing agent, when you're the buyer, running your deal. I can't do what I do without the realtors that are on my team. And so I would say that, you know, whether you start with the realtor first or you start with the lender first, you want to make sure that those two people are on the same page.
Got it. You know, I just wonder, it's like, it's funny, you know, when I'm talking about the startup, you know, the world, and it's like a lot of what I'm made of and so forth and help people succeed. It's like, I think about, well, do we need to establish, you know, teams and have there be that part of where, I want to say it's fun, because anything having to do with, you know, in a way going through the agony of spending money, even though you're supposed to have a great result, but to have a winning team. And so, listen, we're going to take a pretty quick break here, and we're with Fiona Bryant. We're right here on the Dave Behar Show. We'll be right back.
There's a new street in town, and it's paving the way, Avenue I. AvenueI.com is a great distribution method to grow your digital audience, whether it's a meme, ad, show, video, podcast, or photo. You can choose to increase your audience one town at a time or to thousands of clients in North America, including the ION Network. Plus, you'll get the social media platforms you know and love. Avenue I, easy to use, ready to help you succeed as part of your personal event or business brand. You can even do a test drive. So keep your eye on the road. Visit AvenueI.com.
Treat 8 to 10 of your friends to your favorite bartender. Bartender in a box, that is. Margaritas, Mai Tais, Daiquiris, Paloma, and more. Just add your favorite liquor and you're ready to go. Bartender in a box is available at your favorite grocery or convenience store or wherever you buy your adult libations. Your choice. Spend lots of money for one drink at a bar or buy Bartender in a Box. You'll spend less than $20 and treat 8 to 10 people to the premium flavors of Bartender in a Box. Ask for it at your local spirits retailer, Bartender in a Box.
See what's next using collective intuition. The Thoughtify app is an app found at Apple, Google Play, or ION stores. Thoughtify's collective intuition monitors the intuitive perception of the crowds, and you can be part of it. Join thought leaders, influencers, scientists, mathematicians, and marketing experts on the Thoughtify app. Discover how your intuition compares with others and help the collective predict and forecast events. And who knows, your foresight may put you in the World Intuition League. Find out more at Thoughtify.com and download the app now.
NationalPizzaLeague.com is the one and only league for pizza lovers, fans, and pizza chefs who produce the pies you crave. Each National Pizza League licensee goes through a series of tests, yes, including a taste test, in order to qualify to be in a league. Visit NationalPizzaLeague.com and check out the all-star lineup and check to see if your local pizzeria or Italian restaurant is in the league by looking for the National Pizza League authorized logo. If not, get them to join at NationalPizzaLeague.com. That's NationalPizzaLeague.com.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Eclectic talk with a positive twist. HealthyLife.net.
All right, we're back. The Dave Behar Show and guest live in studio, Fiona Bryant. And Fiona is an expert in the world of finance and homes and how neighborhoods are, you know, maximized with great homeowners and great, you know, people living in that neighborhood, and is a conduit to that. And, you know, we were talking about kind of that sports competition metaphor. And, you know, from a mental standpoint, I think it's even under I mean, not necessarily misunderstood, not planned for, but that is not the, again, the affordability of a home, but the actual entire effort of being in your own home and what it really finally takes today versus in yesterday, which just seems like there was innocence, you know, and now it's like, again, taking a sports metaphor, it's like it's almost like you're going through arbitration or free agency, and now a lot of strategy with how to land on that team, let's say in that neighborhood, where you want to live. And we can talk about, you know, the rent world, the lease world, and then, of course, ownership, which is more you're doing because you're helping fund people to their success, to even call it afford that, acquire that, you know.
Yeah.
So I want to hear a little bit more about kind of that, the mental state people are in and even how to overcome that, kind of from a mental health, because I think, again, it's an issue, but how to use some level of psychology to make sure that they can get to their goal and be their cheerleader, their motivation, and then to win, finally. And we all like winning.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think we hear a lot in the media, right? And I think so a lot of discussions that we have with people are around, you know, what is spin and what is realistic. And the reality is that every single person that you talk to is going to have a different story. They're going to have a different history with housing. You know, has their family owned a home? What did it mean to their family? Do they have memories about, you know, the home that they lived in? Are they paying rent knowing that they have no ownership in the home that they're living in? We hear a lot about people who are, you know, given 30 days notice to leave. On the other hand, you know, people who are investing in real estate will tell you that renter's rights are huge and it's really hard to be an investor. So either way, it's, you know, sort of sitting down and finding out, you know, where they're starting at. And so understanding what their... The main conversation, I think, is, you know, what's your job?
Okay,
is it solid? Are you building a career? Where are you in that career? Because what you can afford today, and maybe if you're getting a raise every year, maybe...
It plays a role?
It plays a huge role. Because if you're getting into a 30-year fixed mortgage, that, you know, the principal and interest is not really going to go up. It can go up if you decide to cash out and do other things. You can access it. But, you know, when you're renting, you're basically throwing money into a bucket and it's not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. Whereas we see real estate appreciate. And so the concept of, you know, putting money into your own bank is a big emotional and mental piece for people. And I think that, you know, some people will find that to be, you know, a lot of security.
Mm-hmm.
And so they got to be able to sleep at night when they're making those payments, though, because at the end of the day, they don't own the entire thing. The bank owns a lot of it.
Right.
So that's where that comes
in. You
know,
there was a couple. I mean, it happens in sports. You've noticed I'm going back to that place, too. And we're in a stadium. The stadium's a town, right? There's all these people that are wanting the team to win, and they all have the different, you know, where they're buying a hot dog or some other product in stadium. But on the flip side is you have a an athlete, and there's been a couple in L.A. recently that the Dodgers were able to acquire one very creatively with having a lot of backloaded terms. And so, you know, I think in terms of the world of having a home, it's like, okay, it's going to be a regular mortgage payment the same every year, much like an athlete, you know, contract with an athlete. But some contracts are, you know, let's just say we're going to pay you X this year, X next year, and then in the 10th year of the agreement, we're going to pay XXX, you know, exponentially more. And does anything like work that way in the world of home ownerships, like you're able to get more creative, or is it simply still defined more like with bank terms? I know there's things like owner finance, but I say that, I ask it because it's almost like a challenge, because, you know, you do need to take all those things into consideration, why that home buyer, the athlete, can be on the team and what the terms are. Can they pass credit? Can they do, you know,
yeah,
see in the future? So what are some of those things that are even hidden about acquiring that athlete, and then whether there is any level of creative capability?
creative. I love, well, so creative lending. I mean, so
I it's like the word creation because that's creation. Iron at the end, by the way.
You know? Yes. Yeah. No, creative lending is kind of one of those terms that some people throw around. But
okay.
But the more creative as a lender you can be, the more you can think about, because we have access to, well, banks have their products, right? And then you've got like retail lending, and they basically will do a loan and then sell it. And then a broker like myself, I basically have access to pretty much every loan that's out there. And so for me, I love puzzles. I love to look at all the different pieces and how they all fit together.
Does that include crossword puzzles?
I do like crossword puzzles.
Okay,
I do, yes.
Got it.
But I, you know, so you know, finding out, you know, how much cash does somebody have total, they'll be like, oh, I want to put 20% down. 20% of what? Like, how much does the house cost? So
yeah,
getting all the data points, laying them all out on the table, and then laying them out and saying, look, we could do it this way, we could do it this way, or we could do it this way. And, you know, if somebody's working with a financial advisor, that plan and what their plan is for the future is helpful, going back to what their employment is. If they are, there are a lot of people, especially in this area, that are working for a Google or for a Raytheon, or, you know, and they're gaining restricted stock, and what does that mean? I mean, that's income. And so how do we know that today we're going to get into something where you say, oh, I can never pay that much a month, but a year from now I'm going to have $100,000 more? And when you break things down into small, tiny bits and lay it out, it can be more accessible than I think people think.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that takes really like a professional expert with so much seasoning like you. That has, you know, I didn't mean to use that word, but, you know, in terms of, you know, being years in the business and, you know, relied upon by so many. But so, okay. And it's almost like you're an agent. And again, I'm not trying to sound like I'm naive on the subject, but so people can not dumb it down.
There's a loan out there for everybody.
Correct. Yeah. That's what I'm kind of referring to. It's like, and then you're like the agent that is able to then say, well, listen, I've got all sorts of ways to get you into that team, you know, the home, and then we're going to look at what your trajectory is, what your batting average is, you know, and which obviously like credit score.
Don't get injured.
Well, you know, type of thing. Okay, so that's super cool. And I mean, I have some other thoughts, you know, just about how the family plays a role, kids growing up in home and that type of thing, how that relates to just living, because it is a part of people's lives and a component in people's lives. But we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with Fiona Bryant on the Dave Behar Show. We'll be right back.
Treat 8 to 10 of your friends to your favorite bartender. Bartender in a box, that is. Margaritas, Mai Tais, daiquiris, Paloma, and more. Just add your favorite liquor and you're ready to go. Bartender in a box is available at your favorite grocery or convenience store, or wherever you buy your adult libations. Your choice. Spend lots of money for one drink at a bar, or buy Bartender in a box. You'll spend less than $20 and treat 8 to 10 people to the premium flavors of Bartender in a box. Ask for it at your local spirits retailer, Bartender in a Box.
See what's next using Collective Intuition. The Thoughtify app is an app found at Apple, Google Play, or Ion stores. Thoughtify's Collective Intuition monitors the intuitive perception of the crowds, and you can be part of it. Join thought leaders, influencers, scientists, mathematicians, and marketing experts on the Thoughtify app. Discover how your intuition compares with others and help the collective predict and forecast events. And who knows, your foresight may put you in the World Intuition League. Find out more at Thoughtify.com and download the app now.
NationalPizzaLeague.com is the one and only league for pizza lovers, fans, and pizza chefs who produce the pies you crave. Each National Pizza League licensee goes through a series of tests, yes, including a taste test, in order to qualify to be in the league. Visit NationalPizzaLeague.com and check out the all-star lineup, and check to see if your local pizzeria or Italian restaurant is in the league by looking for the National Pizza League authorized logo. If not, get them to join at NationalPizzaLeague.com. That's NationalPizzaLeague.com.
There's a new street in town, and it's paving the way, Avenue I. AvenueI.com is a great distribution method to grow your digital audience, whether it's a meme, ad, show, video, podcast, or photo. You can choose to increase your audience one town at a time or to thousands of clients in North America, including the ION Network. Plus, you'll get the social media platforms you know and love. Avenue I, easy to use, ready to help you succeed as part of your personal event or business brand. You can even do a test drive. So keep your eye on the road. Visit AvenueI.com.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. And they all have one thing in common. Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard, that's optional. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Alrighty, welcome back to the Dave Behar Show. Glad to have you with us again, wherever you may be. I gotta tell you, it's been really compelling us talking about what you do. And, you know, of course, I've kind of plugged in that team thing, and I'd like to switch gears. So, you know, at this show, we've got a lot of entrepreneurs and athletes listening in. I want to say mostly aspiring and how to just get ahead and be successful and win in life. And part of that is even having a home or just being in control of where you're going from a homestead point of view. And I want to point to what is the entrepreneur. Okay. So again, it's always great talking about entrepreneurship and startups and how do they get there. And what does an entrepreneur do who may or may not have that either documented income, or they take money at least the startup stage of their business, and how the heck do they qualify to be on that team? You know, to be able to afford against somebody who is like, you know, that income because they've been added at that corporate space, or they just have a successful company, and how that happens so they can indeed feel like it's within reach.
Well, the self-employed borrower is an entire category, and entrepreneurs will fall into that. And it's, you know, the way that you're documenting your income when you're in that space can be hard for an underwriter to quantify.
is that quantification?
Quantification, especially if you have a really good CPA and your taxes are really good. So, again, where a mortgage broker versus, you know, the banker will be a good place to go, because we have investors that work specifically with entrepreneurs and self-employed borrowers.
Almost like investing in them in a way. I understand there'd be classical terms still, but where there's some, hey, I kind of like the direction they're going, and they can document to a certain extent.
Sure. And they're investors that see the value in lending and see the risk in lending to
Just like a company. Yeah, just like another company's standpoint.
It's just a different set of check boxes for those underwriters. And I love doing those loans because I used to be a musician, and I understand the 1099 and working at 50 million different places.
Can you sing us a song?
No, I cannot. No.
What was the instrument? What
violin. But so I work with a lot of musicians, and in this space there are a lot of actors, gig workers, and so helping them to sort of compile. But anybody out there who is an entrepreneur, who goes to the bank and is told, sorry, the money's not there, they're like, wait, what do you mean? I make plenty of money. Mm-hmm. They need to talk to a mortgage broker, not a banker.
But we can't call them an agent like it's a sports agent. No. That's probably even breaks laws.
Probably. Well, they're still a loan originator, but they are in the broker channel.
Okay. I didn't really mean to bring, like, you know, that again, the sports thing in there, but we care about fellow entrepreneurs and so forth, and you know, reaching their goals. and you know, where there's nothing that's elusive and hurdles to, you know.
Yeah, outside of conventional lending, there are a lot of ways that we can help entrepreneurs and business owners.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So I guess so. I'm interested. So there is. Let's switch gears back to. There's this thing called. Well, what's your favorite ion word? I had asked you this before, and it's like, you know, you had a few different thoughts what that is, and that's whether related to the business or just related to your own.
I'm not good with favorites because it's so final. There are a lot of great ion words, but I think intuition drives most of my. Yes, I think intuition.
Well, tell us about the intuition and relate it to both just you personally and then your workflow. Because, I mean, that's you see the future, you see what
I don't see the future, but I think, and I don't even know if it's like future, but I think it's when you have a gut feel about something and you can follow through in it. And I think intuition informs and, you know, I think determination, gumption, you know.
Okay.
All those things, passion, those things all bring things to fruition.
Okay. That's almost like you're rhyming and like you're hired.
That's my rap.
Wow. Check you out.
Yeah, but I think that intuition, I think most people, when they step back and they can give themselves space to think, I think that we're led in certain ways. Mm-hmm. And
It's like even life strategy. Mm-hmm. And I mean, even back to the home topic is like, well, that's part of a strategy and so forth.
Education.
Holy mackerel. let's change
the
seats
more
here.
Educated you get, the more your intuition will lead you through based on the experiences that you've had. So
right.
That's why I landed on intuition.
Very nice. Yeah. Well, and it's interesting because, you know, I know that, and sometimes I bring it up, and even some people don't realize, you know, that was actually a part of one of the books I co-authored. And so intuition, well, I'm not an expert, although I believe fully in intuition, scientific and so forth, as well as collective intuition. But, you know, I one of the excerpts, which I'll just kind of, I want to go to because it refers to kind of what you're talking about is, so as a newer seasoned entrepreneur, you know, we should listen to our brilliant intuition. And let's let our brilliant minds understand, identify, and establish the process of what's about to happen, the outcome we are after, and follow with an incubation process and or ritual values and operating procession. That's process. You know, it's just a great iron word for process. But, you know, we have others to share our vision with. We need to share our vision. We need to share our intuition to help guide where you're going. And that sounds like even career-wise, you know, where you're going, besides what it was, maybe that beautiful music you used to play. Could you, do you still play violin?
I do still play violin.
Okay.
Yes.
That's awesome. But whether, you know, proven or not, you know, it does help. Right, the intuition, and there's a singular vision, remote viewing, and collective intuition, and you know it's really best served by listening, besides simply listening to yourself, and you know, of course, listening to the markets, looking ahead, because that's part of those strengths you bring to what would be a client, to your team, to your so on and so forth. So interesting stuff. Of course, I would always want to relate it to product launches and things like that and success paths in terms of a company. So I'm like interested in like where you, and we might not have time at this particular segment to talk about, I mean, here you have a business, and I think that there's a very unique part of your business of delivering what is the capability of somebody to go and get into, let's say, a home, or at least what role actual finance and money plays in their future to help shape what's ahead. And even though there's somebody who just, folks are just in the cash market and not worried about that, they're just invested in other things. I mean, I might be kind of one of them where, you know, I invest in a lot of companies versus want to own a lot of homes type of thing. But that's nonetheless is being able to lead them down that path so they can succeed. And I'm curious, what differentiates, you know, differentiation? You know, is it that you then have and bring to that potential homeowner? For the now, at the end of the day, they're part of your, you know, team, and how much you're able to glue into, you know, their world, and where they can rely on you and so forth as their agent. I know the agent is probably a strange term, you know, from a business standpoint, because I know you're not an agent. You're an officer, and it's like, where does that line drawn? But either way, you're bringing happiness and you're bringing result, you know, positivity wise. So listen, we're going to take another quick break, and we'll just be right back. And just to remind you, this is the Dave Behar Show with Fiona Bryant.
See what's next using Collective Intuition. The Thoughtify app is an app found at Apple, Google Play, or Ion stores. Thoughtify's Collective Intuition monitors the intuitive perception of the crowds, and you can be part of it. Join thought leaders, influencers, scientists, mathematicians, and marketing experts on the Thoughtify app. Discover how your intuition compares with others and help the collective predict and forecast events. And who knows, your foresight may put you in the World Intuition League. Find out more at Thoughtify.com and download the app now.
NationalPizzaLeague.com is the one and only league for pizza lovers, fans, and pizza chefs who produce the pies you crave. Each National Pizza League licensee goes through a series of tests, yes, including a taste test, in order to qualify to be in the league. Visit NationalPizzaLeague.com and check out the all-star lineup and check to see if your local pizzeria or Italian restaurant is in the league by looking for the National Pizza League authorized logo. If not, get them to join at NationalPizzaLeague.com. That's NationalPizzaLeague.com.
There's a new street in town, and it's paving the way, Avenue I. AvenueI.com is a great distribution method to grow your digital audience, whether it's a meme, ad, show, video, podcast, or photo. You can choose to increase your audience one town at a time or to thousands of clients in North America, including the Ion Network. Plus, you'll get the social media platforms you know and love. Avenue I, easy to use, ready to help you succeed as part of your personal event or business brand. You can even do a test drive. So keep your eye on the road. Visit AvenueI.com.
Treat 8 to 10 of your friends to your favorite bartender. Bartender in a box, that is. Margaritas, Mai Tais, Daiquiris, Paloma, and more. Just add your favorite liquor and you're ready to go. Bartender in a box is available at your favorite grocery or convenience store or wherever you buy your adult libations. Your choice. Spend lots of money for one drink at a bar or buy Bartender in a box. You'll spend less than $20 and treat 8 to 10 people to the premium flavors of Bartender in a box. Ask for it at your local spirits retailer, Bartender in a box.
The Bright Side of Talk, HealthyLife.net.
You're doing great. All righty, friends, family, how are you? This is the Dave Behar Show, and we're back with guest Fiona Bryant. And that's a five-letter word, right? Not a four-letter word?
Brian,
yeah.
Yes,
okay, so we'll make sure about that. You know, so Fiona, I mean, you're, again, considered an expert in the space and so forth, and that's, you know, bringing people to their homes, you know, making that world happen. I want to kind of mention, like, so in the world of building companies and entrepreneurship, you know, we spoke about, in the last, before the break, about differentiation, a moment, and being different. Because, you know, if you're creating a business, and for those that are creating business out there listening, watching, you have to be different, and you have to show differentiation in order to, you know, either sell more products or to make the market, you know, make a mark in the market, from a market share standpoint, or disrupt, and or for the, be that first mover, why people are going to buy from you and work with you, so to speak. But I really want to know, what makes you different? What makes, why you? I mean, I know a number of things, why you, but, you know, this is almost like almost an elevator pitch. You know, why I want to work with you is my conduit to a very important part of my life.
Right. Well, in building my business, there are a lot of things that I see and decide I'm going to be different. I think, you know, I always tell people I'm your lender for life. So you're not just buying a house or refinancing a mortgage, or, you know, sometimes we do reverse mortgages, we do equity loans, things like that. I want to be a lender for life, and it's that partner, you know, and whether I'm working with you and your CPA, you and your financial advisor, your insurance person, I want to be on your team. And so
or lead the team.
Mm-hmm. Or yes. I mean, I think, you know, we all have our little areas of expert, but sure. It's like, you should have a team because yeah. Not everybody can be the best at everything in all the things that you need in life. And so that I think makes me different because I want that. I also build teams around myself to help my clients. I think that has been invaluable to many of them, but I don't just, you know, get you to the closing table and then walk away. You know, we're talking about supplemental taxes when your supplemental tax bill comes in. You know, I'm always there. If I may not be, you know, working at a bank where your loan is serviced, but if you call me and have questions about your loan or your house or anything like that, I know so many people that I know exactly where to guide you. So that's after the fact. I mean, during the fact, I mean, I genuinely do feel like I bring a human element to lending because it can be scary. It's very emotional. And I can use facts to help guide the way.
Right. Yep. It's almost like, in a way, a coach isn't just a coach that say, here's the plays or here's our strategy on the field or in the court or whatever it is. It is where you're dealing with those other elements because, you know, they can rely on you. And you say lender for life, and I think that's cool. It seems like you're a little bit even more than a lender, but lending is what that outcome is and mm-hmm. making sure that that happens one way or another, whether it be strategy over a period of time or something that's just can happen within a matter of...
No, I mean, these people definitely become part of, like, my family.
I mean, right.
We have these, like, client appreciation parties where people come and bring their families, and it's... they're just...
It's good food, good drink. Maybe I can go there sometime.
Maybe invite you. You don't own a home, so
I don't. How do you know?
You got to own. Oh, I guess I don't. But you got to buy a house. Well, you just told me that you spend your money on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's there's other assets and other things as well, of course. But at the same time, yeah. But I mean, I go if it's got good food and good drink. Maybe sponsor them or something like that. And but that's cool because I can imagine how a client appreciation scenario might work, you know, over a, you know, long haul, because it's like, okay, you've got my back, we're sharing food and you have good life, good times, you know, that type of thing. Yeah. So meanwhile, I'm going to want to talk about just one last thing before we go, because I think that, the process of having passion for what you do, where does that translate when it comes to finally delivering on the determination, the passion for your workflow? I mean, the differentiation of you being like a coach, being, you know, making sure that the mental stuff's taken care of, the factual stuff's taken care of in buying, you know, a home and delivering that. But tell me, though, then about what then drives you from a passion standpoint.
I think getting to be a part of people's, I mean, it's almost one of the largest investments they're ever going to make.
Okay.
So, you know, gaining that trust and sort of, you know, working with them to that drives it a lot. I mean, there's a certain amount of satisfaction in being that person.
Mm-hmm. But does that, banker who would be working at an institutional bank have that same thing, or is it kind of start and stop because it's, hey, they're selling you a product, here's the one product that they want to put you in versus you? You're kind of like, again, able to do all sorts of...
Yeah, it's very flexible.
Yeah.
I mean, we work with multiple investors, and we have very strong relationships with them, and we're a top-tier, brokerage. And so we basically do. We genuinely find the best product out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be one or two that we look at, and we don't know until the house is there, and we know that this is the one we're going into.
But, right, yeah. Right. Got it. So, I mean, I just, you know, it kind of goes down to those things that make up the components of your differentiation and why somebody, you know, like should work with you, and then the process. I know at one point, just from an entrepreneur standpoint, of how to actually galvanize where people, from an education standpoint, realize the importance of somebody like you. You know, because generally speaking, it's not just a one-time thing in their life. It's a long, and you say lender for life, but just it's a lifestyle situation that can continue to have one buyer continue to buy and upgrade. And, of course, we look towards lower rates and so forth, but just it's a big package, as long as that didn't sound right. But the point is that, yeah. Okay, so we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
NationalPizzaLeague.com is the one and only league for pizza lovers, fans, and pizza chefs who produce the pies you crave. Each National Pizza League licensee goes through a series of tests, yes, including a taste test, in order to qualify to be in a league. Visit NationalPizzaLeague.com and check out the all-star lineup and check to see if your local pizzeria or Italian restaurant is in the league by looking for the National Pizza League authorized logo. If not, get them to join at NationalPizzaLeague.com. That's NationalPizzaLeague.com.
See what's next using Collective Intuition. The Thoughtify app is an app found at Apple, Google Play, or Ion stores. Thoughtify's Collective Intuition monitors the intuitive perception of the crowds, and you can be part of it. Join thought leaders, influencers, scientists, mathematicians, and marketing experts on the Thoughtify app. Discover how your intuition compares with others and help the collective predict and forecast events. And who knows, your foresight may put you in the World Intuition League. Find out more at Thoughtify.com and download the app now.
Treat 8 to 10 of your friends to your favorite bartender. Bartender in a box, that is. Margaritas, Mai Tais, Daiquiris, Paloma, and more. Just add your favorite liquor and you're ready to go. Bartender in a box is available at your favorite grocery or convenience store or wherever you buy your adult libations. Your choice. Spend lots of money for one drink at a bar or buy Bartender in a Box. You'll spend less than $20 and treat 8 to 10 people to the premium flavors of Bartender in a Box. Ask for it at your local spirits retailer, Bartender in a Box.
There's a new street in town, and it's paving the way, Avenue I. AvenueI.com is a great distribution method to grow your digital audience, whether it's a meme, ad, show, video, podcast, or photo. You can choose to increase your audience one town at a time or to thousands of clients in North America, including the Ion Network. Plus, you'll get the social media platforms you know and love. Avenue I, easy to use, ready to help you succeed as part of your personal event or business brand. You can even do a test drive. So keep your eye on the road. Visit AvenueI.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, hobos and tramps, cross-eyed mosquitoes and bone-legged ants, it's the end of the Dave Behar Show. We have enjoyed Fiona Bryan with us today. Great stuff, Fiona. And is that FionaBryan.com?
Yes.
Perfect. That's where to go. Again, the Dave Behar Show. We'll see you next time. Adios.